This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back here to the Seven Feathers Casino Studios as we bring you the Morning Conversation. Joining us in studio to talk more about the upcoming event this weekend, the Plant and Garden Expo down at the fairgrounds, it's Cheryl Kaplan from the Douglas County Master Gardeners. Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we are happy to have you for sure. I know this is a big event. In fact, coming up this weekend, the Plant and Garden Expo. Last year, my wife and I, we heard about this and actually had this day open and went down there, and we were completely stunned by exactly how big this event is. This has got to be a huge event for the Douglas County Master Gardeners every year.
It is a huge event that requires a lot of organization, and I'll tell you, years of experience with the gardeners, because some of our gardeners have been part of the organization for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the 36th annual one.
Oh, wow.
It would have been a little bit higher number, but you know, COVID.
there's some things that have happened the last few years.
Blank, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, so we're expecting over 15,000 plants there, and more than plants, we also have a lot of vendors, local vendors. There's over 60 booths that will be there. Nonprofits and people selling their wares, garden art, all kinds of things. So it's really fun to come and walk through.
It really is. Like I said, we got a chance to go and see it for the first time last year, got some plants, and we're looking forward to seeing our butterfly bush bloom some here coming up this year. So
that is a buddleia, which we have a lot of butterfly bushes this year, which, you know, as you know, they're stunning.
Yeah, they very much can be. Yeah, it was cool to see that grow, and we wanted to add more of the natural drawing in the bees and the butterflies, the pollinators, bring those in. And my wife is big into that. And so that was definitely one we were looking. But what other kind of plants and things can people find at these events?
Well, there's a lot of vegetable starts. So I know some people come for those. And then also we have some nice geraniums this year. But one of the really cool things a lot of people don't think about, unless you're already a sedum type person, are the sedums, which are like some people call them stone crops. They're the succulents, the plants that have those thick kind of fleshy leaves. And they come in all different colors, shapes, and sizes. Usually they're kind of lower growing. They're great indoor plants, but they can also be outdoor ones. And we have some new varieties this year. So those of you who like to grow sedums, we're hooking you in here, hopefully.
And you don't need to be an expert by any means. And that's why this is such a great event. The Douglas County Master Gardeners putting this on. They've got experts and folks roaming the area that can help point you in the right direction to find the plants you're looking for. Can, like when we went in, we didn't know exactly what might be some great plants to try and bring in pollinators or things. And they helped us kind of find a section and gave us some ideas on things that might be fun for our backyard. So even for novices, it's a great event to be able to get a chance to kind of dip your thumb into some greener waters.
Absolutely. And there's a table where we'll have two of our really knowledgeable master gardeners sitting, and they'll be offering advice. So you can ask a master gardener roaming the floor, but you can also go over to the table and just visit and ask some more detailed questions. We'll also have drawings there for prizes. So if you like to put your name in, you know, buy a ticket and put your name in, this will be a kind of a cool thing to get some really fabulous prizes donated by our vendors and by master gardeners.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff on hand. It's really something worth checking out. Now, because we went in and didn't really know what to expect, give people maybe a little bit of a heads up on, you know, I know it's a popular event with a lot of people that show up, so people should probably try to plan to be there early. And what, because we didn't really know what to expect, so we didn't bring maybe all the necessary things. You might end up buying more than you expected, and a lot of people ended up wheeling out stuff. So what are some of the things that people should maybe think about before they go that they might want to bring with them?
Well, first of all, be prepared. There is an entry fee. So it's $3, and that helps to cover the cost of our being out at the fairgrounds. So we appreciate that. No animals allowed. So leave your pets at home. If you have a service animal and legit you need to have it with you, go ahead. But it's going to be a mad crush there, and I can't think of any animal that will be happy with all the people there. Expect long lines and just really exhibit kindness if you're there and walking through with people. No elbows out and bustling through the crowds here. But you'll come through, you'll pay your entry fee, and then you come in through the vendor area, and then there's just this sea of plants, you know, grasses, shrubs, Vegetable starts, trees, berries, all kinds of things. Figs, we have figs this year. So you just look for the different areas. They're arranged by tables. Mm-hmm. And so go through. You can always ask a master gardener. There's a number of them work on the floors that can direct you to an area. And ask for advice. Then once you get that, you'll go to a cashier table. That's where I'll be working in the morning. And we'll tally up the amount. Don't be surprised. It can come up to a big amount. So bring either cash or checkbook or credit card. Mm-hmm. We can take credit card. And then once you have your plants, you can have them held at an area, a holding area, while you get ready to get them out to your vehicle. Mm-hmm. Parking's going to be kind of crowded at the fairgrounds because we are not the only show in town down at the fairgrounds this weekend.
Okay. And that was one of the cool things was for those that maybe go and maybe you end up getting seeing more than you expected and you end up wanting to get more, they would, we gather a few things and we took them over. You get stickers with your numbers mm-hmm. and they can collect them there. So you don't have to walk around with all your plants while you're shopping, trying to get down the aisles and get around people that are also doing the same thing. It's coming up this weekend, May 6th, the 9 till 4 at the fairgrounds. As you mentioned, a $3 entry fee to get in there. And another big part, besides just getting plants and vegetable starts and all that stuff ready for growing season here coming up, are there any tutorials or classes and things that people might be able to learn about while you guys are there? Any other opportunities for kind of learning more about how to have a successful backyard or garden?
Well, there are always the advice table where mm-hmm. you can ask for questions like that. But we also have a free plant clinic that's at the OSU Extension office. So that's the annex next to the courthouse. And it's open Monday through Friday, 1 to 4. And if you work during then, your boss says, no, you can't just go to the plant clinic to get some plant advice. You can always call in your question or email it in. And we have volunteer master gardeners that research those mm-hmm. questions and give answers. Another way that you can get some ideas, and it's also free, is to go out to the Discovery Garden, which is by River Forks Park. Mm-hmm. And there, in the Discovery Garden, we have like over 20 different kinds of gardens. So one I've been studying because I'm converting part of my yard from a high water to a very low water area is the Xeriscape. So these are plants that just don't really require watering. Mm. And so I bought some of those, and I'll be renovating that garden bed and turning it into a dry plant. So I've been looking at that area. But there's a children's garden, a Japanese garden, garden, a butterfly or pollinator garden. Mm-hmm. So there's information about composting and container gardening. Wow. So that's really fun to see. Then across the parking lot, also free, you can go into the like a vegetable garden that shows some different styles of gardening with trellising and putting plants like together that require the same kind of water, amount of water. So you can check that out. That's just starting to get going. Behind it, but closed off to the public, is the Victory Garden. And that's where we raise a lot of vegetables. Mm-hmm. And then those are donated to the local food bank.
Oh, nice. Wow. Yeah. So much going on with the Douglas County Master Gardeners. Again, the event coming up this weekend is the Plant and Garden Expo down at the fairgrounds. $3 admission fee, 9 till 4 o'clock there at the fairgrounds. 15,000 plants, 60 vendors at the event. It is a great time to maybe get something new for the garden or replace some of those annuals. It's time to get some fresh color, and it's the time, right? Now everything's starting to bloom.
Right. You can put things, get some annuals and put them together for flower baskets, mm-hmm. or we have a lot of perennials as well. So those are the plants that come back each year. Annuals, you just get one shot at them. come and check it out.
It sounds like it's going to be another fun time. And again, starts at 9 o'clock down at the fairgrounds. Cheryl Kaplan from the Douglas County Master Gardeners joining us here on the Morning Conversation. Cheryl, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate all the info. And hopefully things go smooth for you guys this weekend.
We hope so, too, because we have a lot of plants that we're moving from our greenhouses out to the fairgrounds.
I'm sure that is a huge endeavor. Check it out. That is, again, the Plant and Garden Expo Saturday at the fairgrounds from 9 till 4. We'll have a look at all your news, sports, and weather coming up here on the Morning Report on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.